As you can see, wind drives physical and mental functions. Good health requires free movement of the winds. Blockage causes problems. Ordinarily, wind does not move in the central channel, except during the process of dying. However, through profound yoga techniques, it can, allowing the more profound states of mind to manifest in meditation. During the last four phases of dying, the winds that serve as the foundations of consciousness enter into the right and left channels and dissolve there. In turn, the winds in the right and left channels enter into and dissolve in the central channel. The deflation of the right and left channels loosens the constrictions at the channel knots. When the right and left channels become deflated, the central channel is freed, thereby allowing movement of wind inside it. This movement induces the manifestation of subtle minds, which yogis of highest yoga tantra seek to utilize in the spiritual path. The winds on which a deeply blissful mind rides are intensely withdrawn from moving to objects, and such a mind is particularly powerful in realizing reality. More than 20 years ago, there was a nun over 80 years old who, for her shelter, lived on the veranda of a house in a nearby village. People used to request divinations from her. She asked for an audience, and I met her. She presented me with a book from the Nyingma tradition on practices called Breakthrough and Leapover, and we engaged in casual conversation. She told me that when she was young, she married, but her husband died, after which she gave up all worldly life, left behind all of her property, and went on a pilgrimage. She eventually reached Jigong, where she met a very old lama, already around 80, up in a mountain behind Jigong. The lama had around 12 disciples. She reported that on two different occasions, she saw monks using their shawls like wings to fly from one hilltop to another. She actually saw this. If that is true, this is not just a magical feat, but comes from practicing wind yoga. The monks, living in that remote area with an old lama, were clearly renunciates and must have loosened the channel knots. It seems to me that they must also have had the view of the emptiness of inherent existence, as well as altruism, endowed with love and compassion. Whether they were scholars or not, they would have had the essence of understanding emptiness.